So I'm sitting here at SVVR 2016, year three. Has it really been 3 years? Wow. And I'm sitting here with Mr. Todd Hooper, CEO, mind, just visionary. I mean, how do you want to define yourself?
CEO and founder.
Just CEO and founder. You don't want to give yourself some sort of like, you know, moniker.
I'm calling myself a visionary.
A visionary. Yeah. Okay.
I think other people get to call you a visionary.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to call you a visionary of V-Real. Or is it V-Real?
No, it's V-Real.
No, it's V-Real.
Yeah.
So how... So why not put a dash or a hyphen or
You know, virtual reality doesn't have a dash in it. It's virtual reality, entertainment, and live streaming. That's what we thought of, you know, V-Real.
Oh, so V-Real stands for something.
Yeah,
it's not just using the word real.
No, never. We'd never do that.
Oh, well. So it's virtual reality,
entertainment. And live streaming.
And live streaming.
Yeah.
So it could be V-Reels. Okay, so you guys have been... kind of in stealth mode
for a year.
Based in Seattle, Washington.
Fancy that.
I know. That's like so amazing, right? Seattle's just such an amazing place. There's a lot of really cool people there. Funded.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So startup company, funded, in VR, but in stealth mode, and nobody knows who you are or what you do.
Now they do.
Okay.
Now,
well, all right.
One Rep Calls podcast.
All right.
Everyone is going to know.
So what is V-Real?
So V-Real, it's a live streaming platform for VR games. We're bringing together two of the biggest trends in gaming of the last few years. The first one is everyone wants to watch games and entertainment with platforms like Twitch and YouTube now. We've seen people treat games as media. So basically, we're taking that. And then the other big trend, obviously, and the reason that we're here is VR. I think VR is the future of gaming. When I saw my first Oculus DK1, when I saw the Vive, you know, I knew that gamers were going to love this. And the big question is, how do you bring those things together? Like, there was this fear back in the day that VR was going to be this very, very antisocial thing, right? Everyone remembers the meme of the person curled up in the corner.
Wallpaper on one of my computers, yeah.
Right. So, you know, and I think that, you know, that's a valid point. We think VR can be super sociable. And, you know, we've seen all the great social experiences that are around on VR today. We wanted to do one that was for gamers to bring them together inside games in a way that hasn't been done before.
So right now we've got mainstream streaming game platforms like Twitch and Hitbox and things like that. You know, you see people trying to do VR in those platforms right now, and it just doesn't work. Yeah, it tries, but it's not succeeding.
Yeah, I think one of the challenges is, you know, traditional games are on 2D screens and they're streamed to other 2D screens.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take the video output from your headset and stream it to a 2D screen, yeah, you can kind of see what they're doing. But, you know, this is about VR. It's about the experience, right? You got a VR headset. I got a VR headset.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in VR with you while you're playing the game and hang out with you and chat with my friends and chat with you. So, you know, we've put up with what's available out there now, but we think there's space to do something much better, and so that's what we've been working on for the last year. So basically what we've built is a technology platform that re-renders the games in real time for every individual person watching, and we can also render out video for web pages or, you know, mobile VR headsets.
So we've got I just got done trying, and this was my kind of a new introduction to it. I had seen it privately earlier on in the stages, and it was already impressive then.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying it now, and the rest of my entourage is in there picking it apart right now as we speak, which is great. We have basically the ability to see, as a spectator, somebody else playing live. We're in the space with them. We can move around. We could even go off on a wild tangent into a corner somewhere and not even be watching that person and just experiencing somewhere else. We can interact with the person who's playing.
Yeah.
Can they say, hey, stop or move, or can I mute them? Or
yeah,
I
mean, the streamer controls the stream. Yeah. So just like when you're watching a traditional live stream of a game, the streamer's in control. So okay. They can ban you, they can kick you, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, they see who's coming in the stream. Even if there's a lot of people coming in the stream, they don't have to see everyone rendered into the environment, but they do see some prompts. They might say, oh, look, Kyle just entered the stream. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the stream. Where are you watching from today? Hey, I'm watching from Seattle. Oh, cool. What's the weather like in Seattle? They can chat one-on-one with you.
Which, by the way, it's always raining.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's always raining.
Don't move to Seattle.
Yeah, don't do that. Stay away from Seattle, please.
Then you can go back into the crowd. It's kind of like a talk show, right? They can pick you out of the audience. Everyone can hear you. And then you go back into the audience. You can chat with your friends in the audience. Mm-hmm. And you see your friends in the audience rendered into the world. But there could be 10,000 people watching the stream.
So let's say I'm playing a game that everybody knows. And, you know, it's a pretty popular game right now on Oculus Home, Technolust.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You're playing Technolust. You're streaming it.
Right.
And I'm watching you stream. I can either be present in that environment with you,
yeah.
Or you could zap me out of there, or just know that I'm there but not see me.
Yeah, you could just say, yeah. Hey, you know, Kyle just came in. You could say, hey, Kyle, have you solved this puzzle before? Like, you know, what do I do here?
Uh-huh.
Or you could just, I mean, it can be any kind of the variation of streaming that you see. Sometimes you see kind of the Let's Play type, you know, streams.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you see the more social. I mean, a lot of streamers, it's about their personality, right? So, we were playing Surgeon Simulator earlier, which is a great game from Bossa. So, that's a game with a lot of personality, right?
Sure.
You're a crazy surgeon. It's kind of wild.
Throwing organs everywhere. Yeah, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, you know, that's a game where you really can interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
There's other games that are maybe a little bit more cerebral that have a different kind of stream going. So our goal really is put the tools that we've built for VReal into the hands of the streamers and the game developers, and then they're going to show us, you know, awesome things.
So let's talk about some of the nitty-gritty, like how this works. So I'm the developer of Technolust.
Yeah, right.
I'm not.
You're not Blair?
No, I'm not. Sorry, yeah, Blair.
You don't look like Blair.
No, I don't. I've got more hair.
Hey, Blair.
Yeah. He loves when I mention him, so I always use him as my example.
Cool.
What do I have to do to have VReal be possible? Because I want that in Technolust. Right. What does Blair need to do?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, one of the things about VReal is we thought long and hard about the technology side. So what we're doing is very technically complex, but it can be added into VR games without radically changing the game. So our goal as a developer to get up and running with that kind of experience in a day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the thing the developer does have to think about is kind of the creative decisions. So, for example, what does a spectator look like? You saw a couple of games with different cameras and different motion, movement schemes. That's kind of what they have to think about. Like in one of the games you show, you're kind of floating above the battlefield. You can teleport down to be a small scale. Maybe you want to have some areas where people are at different scales, or the way they move through the environment is different.
Sure.
Those are the decisions for the developer. You know, we give them a bunch of choices, and then they can choose what makes sense.
Okay. So is this like do you have a package SDK?
Yeah, plug-in? We have an SDK for Unity and Unreal-powered games.
Oh, really? Okay. So both Unreal and Unity.
Yeah.
Do you see it working better in one versus the other?
No, they're both great engines. I mean, you know, both have got their pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I used to work at Unity, so...
Yeah, a little biased, but that's not a big deal.
But Unreal's a fine engine, makes some beautiful-looking games, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm really concerned because my game barely hits 90 frames per second on a decent running machine.
Yeah.
How big of a loss of performance or what kind of impact is your plugin going to have?
Yeah, so that's a good question. If we had a performance impact, that wouldn't be good because people wouldn't use it, and that would be a challenge. So most games, in fact, every game that we've looked at, and we met with 50 studios during GDC as an example, so they are GPU bound, right? They're hitting 90 frames a second, they're drawing both views, it's basically draw calls and just moving all that that information to the screen. So we, on the other hand, function outside of the GPU on the CPU. So that is where we're collecting all the information that enables us to re-render the game on another machine.
Okay.
So we have almost negligible impact on the game when you're the streamer. And when you're the viewer, actually, we have a lot more headroom because we're not running any of the game logic or the physics or anything.
Right, and it's only rendering it once. So, okay. What about bandwidth? How big is this?
You have to have a decent internet connection. We say that it's equivalent to like a high-def YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't stream a good YouTube video, then you're probably not going to be able to stream a VR game.
Okay.
But let's face it, most core gamers, they're not sitting on a dial-up modem.
If you're DSLing still, you're going to have a problem. Yeah.
Unless you had a really fast DSL.
Sure. Okay, so I'm, Johnny Streamer, and I want to stream this out to... all of my buddies and, yep. and 50,000-60,000 people may be watching. What about the people who didn't get to see it live or come in late?
Yeah.
Is there buffering? Is it being recorded? Is it being stored? How does all that work?
Yeah, so the streams are recorded, so you can watch a stream live and interact with the streamer, or you can watch a stream after the event. If you go in with your friends after the event, the interaction that you have is still live.
No way.
That's a really
cool feature. Can technically then see, like, if somebody were to watch what we just did earlier, look at how big I am and look at how I would see that.
So let's say there's a championship match, like Ali just did a great game of Surgeon Simulator, that was really fast. If we went back and watched that again now, we wouldn't see the other spectators that were present at the time. We would have a new interaction.
But we wouldn't be able to interact with her, but we would hear her interacting with the people.
We might,
from the first time around.
We might. Just like when you watch a YouTube or a Twitch.
Okay, sure.
But you still get the ability to move around. I can interact with you in real time.
Could you?
You can. You can rebroadcast.
Yeah. Okay, so that
more,
is a possibility.
More to come on that.
Okay, sure. All right.
You can remix.
How is this stored, since it's 3D? It's
magic.
I mean, is it in a format with which I can manipulate? So let's say I want to edit my stream afterwards.
Yeah. More to come on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, we are looking at that. It's not in a format that you could easily edit as it exists today, but certainly if you're the streamer, you should be able to control the timeline.
Sure.
And make edits and scrubs and things like that.
Especially when it's like, it just took me 20 minutes to, open my game, or things are crashing. I want to be able to modify that.
Yeah, of course.
Clip it at least.
Yeah. And these are things that, are built into our technology, so you don't have to go to a third party. Bring software in to do your streaming, because we're seeing a lot of people getting frustrated with that on VR, right? Because you got a VR headset on, you can't see the keyboard, you can't manipulate things on the screen. We want to bring all those controls into VR with you.
Excellent. Okay, so taking it a step further, Johnny Streamer wants to know, can I put this on YouTube?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, you can put a virtual camera in the environment and stream that straight out to YouTube, stream it out to Twitch.
No problem. Oh, okay. So now that YouTube...
So we can render it out to a video.
Right. Yeah. YouTube's got that new 360 content.
You can do 360.
You can do 360 live.
Yeah, we got a 360 video on the Gear VR right there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the actual streaming that's coming out, is it easy to do I just push a button, or do I have to use Open Broadcaster?
We'll be showing about that later, but you don't need to use any third-party software.
Okay.
So basically, you'll set up a camera. We've already got a cloud service that will be rendering that out for you.
Gotcha.
Now, there will be more of a delay on rendered video than there will be on what we just did, which was completely live.
Right.
But that's pretty typical with YouTube and other platforms. Right?
So what is the quality of that stream? Is it 2K? Is it... 1080p.
That's a good question.
Okay.
TBD.
Or is it? Is it possibly fluctuating?
The ones that we've done so far, 1080p, but I think they're adaptive streams as well.
What if I'm, I don't have a very good bandwidth, but the dude next to me does? Be able to.
Do a lot better. There's a lot of people working on adaptive 360 streams for video now, so that's one of the things we're looking at. Yeah.
We're sitting in a room here. We're watching somebody else do. Is she streaming now? Currently,
she's streaming,
yeah. It's always fun to watch when you don't know what they're doing. I think I could just sit here and watch this all day. Just somebody just beating the hell out of the air. I love it. Now she's using the HTC Vive. I noticed your other demo that you're showing is also Vive. Oculus compatible as well, I'm assuming.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. The games that you have right now, Surgeon Simulator, what are the games that are right now fully supported?
Yeah, so we're not announcing any games yet. You've seen a couple of games we've demoed here today. Surgeon Simulator from Bosser and Cloudlands from Minigolf from Future Town. Great games. We'll be announcing games over the summer at E3 and as we get closer to a beta in the late summer.
Okay.
Some of the games that we're working with haven't actually been announced yet, so we weren't in a position to announce them. But we're announcing VReal and the company... And then, you know, more news to come on the games. You know, watch this space.
So I'm assuming then that you are already pretty active in reaching out to the people who are streaming now.
Yeah.
Especially in the VR space.
Yeah, we have a community manager, Ali. So if you are streaming VR games and you want to talk to people, please, VReal Official is our Twitter handle, or VReal.net. You can sign up. If you're a streamer, you want more info, Ali will get back to you. And yeah, we'll be at streamer events later this year. You can come and meet up and check it out, and love to talk to people. We really want to put the tools in the hands of the streamers and see what they do, because, you know, we can sit in the office and have great ideas about what streamers will do, but one thing I think I've learned is, you know, when you see someone's streaming channel, you wouldn't have predicted years ago that this is what it's turned into and the amazing things that they do. And so we really want streamers to tell us, hey, I'm really enjoying streaming in VR. I would like to be able to do this, and then work with those streamers.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's something that I know a lot of us who do stream wish that we had the ability to stream it live 360 from within the game.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on, especially with that new plugin where you can do the whole like mixed reality thing with, I mean, is that something that could be integrated maybe?
Yeah, mixed reality is pretty cool. I think what we're doing is mixed reality, you know, you have cameras and all that stuff.
It's a
pretty big setup. I mean, we have a green screen in the office. We've experimented with it. Once we got BeReal up and running, we didn't really go back to the mixed reality stuff. You know, for us, I mean, you see all these great pictures of people sitting around watching mixed reality, but the reality is how many times have you been to a Twitch streamer's house? Like, never.
Right, exactly.
So we're going to get together with them virtually, not in virtual reality, not in any kind of mixed reality. I think mixed reality is great for clips and things like that, because it kind of gets the idea across. But, you know, you are in our environment, right? We have really cool avatars. You can emote.
Right.
Avatars are fully animated. You can customize your avatars to represent what you want as you're in the environment and with other people. So we feel that's kind of more in the scope of what games are around, you know, not videotaping someone in their living room.
Yeah. Mobile.
Yeah.
Mobile.
To get to mobile VR, we render out 360 video. And so we think, you know, obviously GearVR is a great platform for consuming video.
Yeah.
There's more mobile VR devices coming, so I hear.
Right.
So
yeah.
We think, you know, we continue to invest in that and let people experience. I mean, you're not going to have the full hand input and everything on mobile, but you can still get a pretty fun experience.
Cool. So, all right. I think that is a great introduction to VReal for the VR community. Now, you mentioned VReal.net.
VReal.net.
And then VReal Official.
It's a Twitter handle.
The Twitter. Now, does that mean that somebody has VReal that's not official?
Yeah, someone has had that for a while. So VReal Official is the one.
Okay.
And, cool.
All right. Awesome, man.
Kyle, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. And everybody stay tuned for more from VReal down the road. Thanks for listening.
All data and information provided on the RevVR podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. This podcast makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information discussed. Comments and views expressed on the RevVR podcast are the sole opinions of Reverend Kyle or his guests and are not necessarily shared by Road to VR or its affiliates.